romanticize addiction.
The song is called Don't Trust the Sad Boys. We played it at a show in Virginia, and someone like tweeted one of the lyrics, but they tweeted it wrong, and so I changed it forever.
Heavy off the road, what did you want, a big parade?
Sad Boys is really great, at least for me, because it like immediately snaps me back to when Dom and I were first playing in bands together. It's like 6 years ago, and I'm in a basement, and it's just like a party. Like when you see a band, even if they're not, even if that night, like the singer's voice is f***ed up, or the guitar's out of tune, or the drummer is like too drunk, like if the energy of the collective is right, the show's still gonna be fun to see. And I think that's something that we do pretty well. You know, not that any of us have those problems all the time.
I think we all have those problems sometimes.
From time to time. But yeah, I think that that's one thing that we have consistently is the ability to just like be in the moment for 20 to 30 minutes.
Did you want to entrap me? Did you want to distract me? It's okay.
I mean, like, I used to get in trouble in old bands I was playing because my shit would break constantly. I would break, like, three strings and keep playing. Like, that's, like, what I'm interested in.
The guitar's missing a string today.
I played this session with five strings because I didn't want to put a sixth string on it. I wanted to see what would happen. Generally, like, the element of chaos in the live setting is what I'm interested in. I mean, I just want to, like, I want to hit people with that, like, loud guitar. And try and get them to understand what I'm talking about.
Steve Montenegro, Joe Baldacci, and Dominic Angelella of the Philly-based rock band Dragon King, as profiled on Mobtown Studios' B-Side Sessions. You can find a full archive of the B-Side Sessions online at mobtownstudios.com. And by the way, Dragon King plays here in Baltimore at the Wind-Up Space next Saturday night, September 27th.
So inside.